morning. This is Jeff.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm well. How's everybody?
Yeah, we're great. Jeff, anything in those back-to-back losses to Dallas and San Francisco that was exposed that you look back on and thought that you were able to take something out of?
No, I mean, we looked at it real close. I mean, we played pretty well the first half against the 49ers and just let things slip away. A good football team. I was a little disappointed in that. And, we just hit one of those bad matchup days in the run game against the Cowboys, and Dallas had a pretty good plan. They were healthy at the time. And so, we kind of regrouped after that and, made some philosophical changes, and we all agreed, players included, that we may have to take two steps back to take one forward, and we just kind of focused in on the run game and with Zach, and defense made a commitment to play a little bit better, and since then we've been playing better football, and we're still not finishing yet. We had shots at the end zone against Seattle to win, and against Tennessee to tie the last play of the game, and didn't get it done, and then guys hung in there, worked hard, and we put a good one together, prior to the bye week against the Colts.
Jeff, what areas of Tavon Austin's growth stand out to you?
Well, he's been making plays all year, I think he was just noticed by others, in the Indy game, but he had a punt return for a touchdown against the Cowboys called back, and he had numerous other good, solid returns that were called back, a touchdown pass called back against Carolina. So they're making plays. Kellenwood did a good job 2 weeks ago extending plays and getting the ball to him on the run. And, of course, he's a gutsy little returner. He's a smart kid, and he loves it. And we just try to get the ball in his hands as often as possible.
But what about his skill set makes him such a difficult matchup offensively?
Well, he's got such great quickness, and he does for shorter guys. He's got length. He can extend for the ball, and he's you don't. I think week in and week out, defensive backs don't go up against smaller stature receivers that can really run and get in and out of breaks. And he's a smart kid. We're proud of him. We say this all the time. He's a better young man than he is a football player. He's a real good football player. So we're real happy to have him.
What is it about Kellen that's enabled him to kind of hold down the fort here?
Well, Kellen's been he's got experience, years in the league, but also experience in the system with Shoddy. He's improving. Anytime a guy's kind of been a backup for so long, really the only experience you get is in the preseason, and that experience comes with inexperienced players. So since taking over, he's done a great job, leading the offense, and the guys trust him, and he knows his offense very well. It's the break the huddle and the constant reminders to the younger receivers. So, with each week, I feel like it's just getting better.
There's a guy up here, Josh McCown, who seems to be doing something similar. So it's possible for guys who have been in the league for a while to keep improving and keep getting better just because of those reps?
Well, yeah. I mean, someone once said a long time ago that the difference between a very good player and an average player is reps. And that's what I think. That's clearly what we see on tape with Josh. I mean, he's a fine football player, and he's been playing very well. His numbers reflect that.
You mentioned some of the philosophical changes that you made. Was the biggest one just going more run heavy? Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Well, we were unable to do it in two or three of those games because we got behind. But we just felt like we needed to start there first. We tore the schedule up, went to a 12-game schedule, and said, we're going to open against Jacksonville, so let's run the football. That's what they did.
Coach, what have you seen from the Bears' offensive line? Done a pretty good job of protecting the quarterback this year, and how do you kind of coach against that with guys like Quinn and Long jumping off the snap?
Well, they're well coached. They're playing well across the board. Obviously, if you look at them closely, this is coming from our defensive staff. So they're doing a real good job communicating. The quarterback position is putting them in the ideal situation, from a from a check with me standpoint, and you know, like I said, they're playing well together. Individually, they're pass protecting well. They pass protect as a group. They have a diverse protection scheme. They'll use tight ends and backs to help, and you know, it's a good group. You know, it's one of the better groups we faced.
Coach, your special teams has been a strength with the young kickers especially. You must hope to keep games close so they can make a difference and an advantage for you, right?
Well, I don't like close games, although I had a hard time being up 38-8 against Andrew Luck. It was about 4 minutes left. But, I mean, you know, obviously they're young, they're talented, they're learning, they're fearless. You know, they're fun to coach too. They're two really good kids, and they're talented. So Johnny's versatile, and Greg's got a leg, and you know, so you know, he's got great range. You know, he missed a 66-yarder. It hit halfway up the net to tie in Miami last year. The wind took it outside the upright, so that's the kind of range he has outdoors. So, you know, if we have to get to that point, we can. But you know, you prefer not to.
When you look at Julius Peppers on film, what are you seeing right now at this stage of his career?
Well, he's so experienced and so smart. You know, he'll lull you to sleep and then he'll go make a big play. He's got a good feel for, you know, getting his hands on footballs and running people down and pass rushing. I think it's going to be a great matchup between him and Jake.
Jeff, talk a little bit about how Chris Williams has worked out and what has improved where he was last year to where he is now. And what's the biggest thing?
You know, we don't really pay much attention to the player's tasks. You know, he has a very talented kid. He's a good, smart, strong football player, and you know, I think he just needed a fresh start. He came in and played guard and tackle for us last year and played well. He's familiar with the system now. He's communicating real well with Scott and Jake, and you know, he's having fun, and he's a great guy in the locker room, and he's become a great teammate here.
Do you see a difference in the Bears' pass rush the last couple of weeks?
You know, not necessarily. I mean, Sunday certainly was difficult to rush the passer after the delay, but I think they're very, very consistent. They're well coached, and you know, they use real good rush integrity, rarely out of their lanes. You know, collapse the pocket very, very quick.
Have you asked Chris Long for a scouting report yet?
No. Chris will ask me, I'm sure, today if he can reduce down inside, line up on him on the first snap. My answer is probably no.
What did you see out of Zach Stacy coming out, and did you have any familiarity with him during his college career?
Well, we do. You know, we go through the evaluation process like anybody else, and you know, he just really kept, you know, popping up. You know, leading the SEC in rushing, and you know, did their Wildcat stuff. Very talented, very likable player, very popular player there at Vanderbilt. We took a, you know, made a private trip down there to work him out. Really liked him. I'm just kind of glad he was there. You know, where we thought he was. You know, he's outstanding young man that. It's funny, you know, after his second start, he was in the training room and he made the comment. He says, "So how you doing?" He says, "I feel like I just finished playing Georgia and Florida." And and I said, "Well, you're gonna play Georgia and Florida every week in the National Football League." But he's hung in there, you know. Ball security's good, vision is good, strength and you know, power's good, and you know, he's it's been a nice change for us to get back to that type of running style.
What's been the biggest factor for him in his emergence this last month and a half?
Well, it was just the opportunity. You know, it was kind of one of those things. You know, Daryl got the start. Daryl had some you know, health issues, and we went with Zach, and Zach started making plays. And so, obviously, we're staying with him. And, you know, with Daryl kind of dinged up a little bit, you know, Benny's backing him up, and I think Benny's a similar style runner. So we feel like we've got some depth there now. You know, it takes, you know, when a young back comes into the National Football League, it takes a while, as we refer to it, to learn how to play without the football. And he mastered that very, very soon here, early this season. And so, obviously, you know, he's a complete back.
Coach, how would you describe Cortland's personality as a football player, and what do you expect from him with the challenges that the Bears receivers present?
Well, Court accepts weekly challenges. He's a pro. He studies very hard. He understands offenses and routes and splits and things like that. And he loves challenges. Obviously there's a size matchup that is a concern of ours, this week. But over the years he's done a pretty good job with that.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks,
guys. Have a good week.